Proclamation number 7588 of 27th of April, 1960. Feeding the truth to earth in the spiritual realm. Wherever truth is desired, spiritual progress will also be achieved, for the will to be instructed in the spiritual field is recognizable. This applies to knowledge which cannot be proven but which can move a person to reflect because his thoughts often wander into spiritual territory. A worldly person, however, will not desire spiritual truth. His thoughts are exclusively turned towards the world. But if the desire for truth is present, then it is also proven that the human being has other than worldly thoughts in him, and then he is also of good will and already unconsciously strives for spiritual higher development. And such a person will truly also be offered the truth, and he will recognize it as truth. When the word of God from above is conveyed to people, then it will also be imparted to those who desire truth, even if the number of them is small. Yet God knows where his word is willingly accepted. He knows whose thoughts move in the spiritual realm and where the desire for truth predominates. He knows which people are open-minded and faithfully receive his word. He also knows where new ground can be opened up, and he will also send his messengers to knock at their heart's doors and offer them the gifts of the Lord. But he also knows how many souls in the spiritual kingdom are grateful for the supply of truth, and he truly considers all who merely desire to receive the truth from his hand, for this alone helps the souls to ascend in their spiritual development. And because the souls have to deal with everything on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom, the truth has to be conveyed to them again and again. But it always requires the willingness of those souls in the spiritual kingdom or people on earth to accept it. It necessitates the sincere desire for truth, so that they will also recognize it as such and be happy about receiving it. And thus vessels must always be available from which the truth can be drawn. People must declare their willingness to serve as such vessels and prepare themselves accordingly. And pure truth will be able to be conveyed. It will be directly imparted by God. His Spirit will pour into such a prepared vessel, and then all who desire the gifts of the Spirit will be able to feast on its contents. To receive pure truth is an unusual gift of grace from God, because truth secures the ascent of every soul. But anyone who accepts it indifferently derives no benefit from this gift of grace. His soul will remain on the same level if it does not sink back to the depths. But every soul is free to make use of a grace or not, yet it need only want to and it will receive. It only needs to desire the truth and will also be allowed to possess it. But then it will certainly ascend, it will mature, irrespective of whether it is still on earth or already in the beyond. For as soon as it receives truth, the bond with God is also established and the soul can no longer sink back into the abyss. Amen.